Straw, blunder, tequila, and win.
I mean, I'm not stopping you. Just saying you're a monster.
So we're all.
Assuming Evan is making
his character.
No, he's too busy talking about bloodlines and eating buffalo chicken.
So are we recording?
Yeah. Friends of Bill W, session 9.
Yes.
Well done.
He's been holding onto that for weeks.
Number 9.
No, he was just saying
I feel like every Tuesday
nine.
He just mutters it to himself quietly.
Quietly.
He just screams it from the rooftops.
That's why everybody stays away from me on the bus.
Number nine.
So...
A needle-pulling thread.
Okay, I'm going to put a moratorium on that.
Oh, no, fine. All right.
What about talking about the next slot?
What a Nazi.
I get it. It's like the Nazis in the Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming, folks. We're going to...
Can we at least go watch Winter Soldier?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Ooh, there you go. We've all seen that, like, Good American Style, right?
No.
Great. You haven't seen it yet?
No.
I'm only like 20% kidding. We can really do that.
Well, there's a character in that movie for you, then.
Yeah, but aren't they the villain?
Yeah.
I'm so tired of all the commies being villains.
No.
The commies aren't the villains anymore because
the
there are no commies.
Serious of the Marvel movies that they've done, with Guardians of the Galaxy being the best, like, just gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your opinion is correct.
Yes.
Winter Soldier is a legitimately good film.
Yes. It is a legitimately good dramatic film.
Mm-hmm.
We just picked up Guardians of the Galaxy and did a watch at home, and like I generally can't sit down and rewatch movies more than once or twice. I think much like Fifth Element, that is a movie that I will just be able to put in, zone out, and just enjoy the scenery on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Well, you have that power.
I suppose I do.
Just I have a TV and a couch. Like.
And the movie, you know.
Yeah, I just sit there and watch a blank TV like Guardians of the Galaxy.
How'd your daughter do with that movie?
She's not watching Guardians.
Okay.
That might be a little too young for it.
Yeah, that's what I keep looking at.
She hasn't done
any
of the Marvel movies yet.
I'm like, oh, I want to watch that with her. I was like, no, it's too much.
Yeah, at like 10, she'll be fine.
Yeah, by the time she's 10...
There's just going to be a library of Avengers universe movies to just sit down and watch with her. Like, I'm so excited to watch the Nolan Batman trilogy with her. Mm-hmm. You know, in a few years.
But. Yeah.
Maybe a little past 10.
I get 10, she's going to be able to handle that.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let her watch it alone at 10. Like, I will need to be there with her so I can stop and talk through pieces with her. You know, make sure it's cool. Yeah.
Or know when to turn it off when you see her face or some shit.
She doesn't like...
Joker.
Yeah, I don't think the Joker is going to terrify her. Like, the Joker, Athena's afraid of clowns and she can watch it.
Maybe scare her in the first one?
Well, no, the clown masks at the very beginning make Athena uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
But, like, the Joker gets...
He doesn't look a lot like just a normal
clown. He doesn't have the nose.
Yeah.
Like, she's nailed out. She's like, moms don't bother me because they don't have a bright red nose. If they had a bright red nose, I want to fucking kill them. So any mimes listening to this podcast, stay away from my fucking wife with your bright red nose, or she will fucking kill you.
Well, I think I've reiterated
you
on
mean
the podcast several times.
How is she with Rudolph?
Rudolph is fine, because he's not a clown. He just has
He doesn't have the white makeup with the bright red
nose. No, I've asked her. I've been like, what happens if I just, like, I've got a bright red nose in my desk. If I put it on right now, what will happen? And she'd be like, you die.
Okay, so animals with bright red noses are
right, but a person with a bright red nose is too clown.
My cat one time, he was digging through our Legos, and we sometimes have just random shit in those big containers. He found a clown nose, and it was one of the ones, the plastic ones, and he grabbed it in his mouth, and it flipped over his nose.
Oh, man, that's the best.
And he was a white cat, too.
Nice.
And it was just hilarious. Just a bright red clown nose over my cat's nose.
So what happened last time?
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
On New Year's?
There was a mansion.
Yes.
That we stormed. Some of us more effectively than others.
All of us completely effectively.
Yeah.
Well, except for the wizard and the rogue.
Oh, we did fine because we didn't walk through, like, the cursed statues of electrifying or whatever that you guys got called.
Oh, we won that. Fuck.
Yeah, we won that.
Yeah.
Yeah, only because she called off the dogs.
I still had, you know, plenty of hit points.
Yeah, Satchel thing didn't bother me.
Well, me and the wizard, we didn't get.
Oh, she was talking about. It was a little chilly in there. They could have used the heater.
And then we're going to the flying castle in the sky with the giant and the beanstalk or something.
The manor house belonged to a medium wig in Tiamat's cult, and she pointed us to the guy that we were actually chasing. Because he's got one of the masks. Unfortunately, he's in a cloud giant's floating castle.
So we need to find some magic beans.
So we were supposed to go to this town, unfurl our banner, and be like, yo, castle, come on down.
And then we fucked that up.
Well, yeah, we ran into the sheriff, who is secretly a member of the cult.
I don't think he's secretly.
Yeah, it's pretty well a company town.
And, we convinced him that we were there to deliver an important message, and he should fuck off. But he fucked off and left guards to watch us.
So then we went in a little hidey hole at the wizard night.
Yes. And we're planning on just murdering the guards, is our plan, but we hadn't gotten that far. Like, we rested that night.
I thought we were going to go up to the castle, kill that guy, probably kill everybody on our way out, and then go kill the lady who gave us the information.
We're definitely doing that.
If we kill the guys that are standing
up, we're going to help you make your power play to take over the cult of the here. Fucking hold my sword.
Yeah. If we kill our watchers too quick, then they'll know that we're
hold my sword.
We have to get to the castle first before we start murder.
Yeah.
I hope I'm murdering everyone.
Yeah. We're going to go in and murder our way out. We don't want to murder our way into a court.
Yeah.
I hate it when I murder our way
into my voice is my passport.
We were level...
Seven.
Teen.
So you had like
17.
Hit points.
Sounds about right.
So you're sleeping in a small hut. Because I recall Abner had gas.
Yo, really bad.
It's more you have to specify.
And by recall, I mean I listened to the last 20 minutes of the last podcast before y'all got here.
Well, I'm pretty sure you more have to specify when Abner doesn't have gas. Because those are more rare.
Now it's just enclosed. In its own little pocket dimension.
Yeah.
They can't hear in or see in.
Right. And it's alarmed if they try to come in.
Mm-hmm.
With bricks.
So, what are we going to say to get ourselves in there?
We have the banner. We already told them we're delivering a message. We're going to walk in, tell them we have a message for this dude to be delivered to him personally. And then the message is, "Watcha! We kill you!"
Well, how are we going to separate him from all his guards and stuff? I mean, that'd be nice. Say it's a private message? Maybe convince him?
Yeah, it's a private message from whatever that bitch's name was.
Talus the White.
A voice says off in the distance.
Wait, I thought it was Varan the White.
No, Varan is her boss. He's not actually around.
Ah. And she wants to power play to take his job, but she needs this mask before she can do it.
She wants us to kill Varan.
We're going to kill this guy, and then she's going to have us kill Varan.
Gotcha. So we kill Varan, give her the mask, kill her. Then take the mask again.
I think our plan was just to kill everyone and anything associated with
it. No, there's a murder.
I'm going to give you a spoiler. Varan is not anywhere around.
So we got to go to
him. She said as much. This is like way off north or something like that.
Yeah, she just wants the mask from blue guy, whatever the fuck his face is.
For proof that we can fucking kill the guy holding a mask. Lady, Resmer's a woman, right?
No, Resmer's a dude.
Resmer's a lady.
Is it?
Half-dragon lady.
Blue. Female half-dragon.
Okay.
Oh, we killed the dude. There we go.
We gotta kill Resmer, get the mask, and then she's gonna use it to something, advance herself, but she's not, because we're gonna kill her.
And why aren't we selling out Talus to Resmer?
I think we should do that. Why not?
Okay. There was a reason we were trying to get to Resmer. There was something we needed to stop.
Talus was gonna give us information once we brought back the mask.
Information on what?
Can't remember.
Oh, no, we had this conversation. Yeah. So the reason that we are not going to just sell out Talus to Resmer is Resmer has one of the masks, and the masks are necessary to bring Tiamat back. We want to not let the masks get together. We need the masks. Or we need at least one of the masks so it can't be brought in with the rest of them so we can fucking throw it in Mount Doom.
Got it. Kill Resmer.
This is the closest mask. So convenience says...
That we know of.
Yeah, that we fly our giant eagles here... and that we fucking carpet bomb.
Oh, I thought we go in and then we call the flying eagles to save us.
I'm depending on you for that.
Oh no, we're not getting out of here.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait. Yes, aren't we are. You the Gandalf? Flying? Yeah, totally. That's great. And instead of flying eagles, though, I'm going to have a flying castle that's going to save us. The flying castle that we're going into, the one that we're going to hijack.
Right.
Turn upside down and pepper shake. That was the plan. Bad guys come out. Yeah, I remember it all coming back to me now.
Just to make sure, there's not a lie about Talus. We could tell Resmer that we achieve things without actually telling him the truth about what he's planning.
We might be able to get him in a room alone by saying, by dropping that name.
Yes.
Because I'm pondering trying to name them at each other.
Resmer's going to recognize us because yes. Resmer was there when we were at the Bullywug Rebellion in the castle. So we're going to show up and we're not going to have a chance to meet Resmer. Think we have a message.
I don't think he saw us.
She interviewed me.
Yes.
For counting the gold.
True story.
Yes, but I don't think she saw that we... started the...
Doesn't matter.
We could
we survived and now we're here. Suspicious. So the cover story that, we were working for Talus the entire time and she set us up to do that is legit from the sound of everything that's gone wrong with these people. They're all infighting with each other, right? So that's legit. But saying, we double-crossed you because Talus wanted us to and now we're here to triple-cross Talus for you.
We're just professional
betrayers and they're just going to push us off the edge.
We should.
We need to just show up and murder.
Yeah, just say, we work for Talus. Sorry. Time to die.
Yeah, I mean, then, worst case scenario, they kill us all, and then they go after to kill Talus, and that's fine.
That's true, yeah.
All right, sounds like a plan.
As long as they don't hurt the face.
Wait, the face will be fine. It won't be attached to the rest of the body.
Right.
Well, as long as my face is open.
And I don't even mean decapitated. I mean just cut the face clean off.
Face. Off.
No, now we're finally done. We are definitely done now. How dare you, sir?
I love
we're gonna go
that
watch
movie.
Face Off.
I unapologetically love that movie.
You need to apologize.
No, sir.
I think you need to rethink your life.
Anytime you want to sit down and watch Face Off followed by Con Air, I'm here.
Let's see. How quickly can you hand me a razor and a hot bath? Jesus Christ.
Con Air is amazing.
As compared to Face Off, yes. Watching a double feature of that,
objectively,
no.
Con Air is amazing.
Yes, I'm not going to watch Face Off. And then have more Nicolas Cage on top of that.
You're saying watch that National bathtub Treasure. And a razor thing just made me think of a scene from some movie, and I don't even remember where it was.
Was it Swing Kids?
I don't know.
Okay. I just watched that for the first time.
There was this person in a hot bath with a razor, and he was like smoking a joint, and Death comes in and just takes a toke off the joint. Hmm. Like, I have no idea what movie or TV show I saw.
Oh, that was 2001.
No!
Right after the last 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes. You gotta wait for it before the space baby.
Yeah. Just fast forward through the overture and the monkeys.
And 2 hours of space.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at the spaceship. Look at it go.
It's really funny.
So what are we doing now?
Sleeping, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm meditating then. That's what us elves do.
Because we're better than
humans. As a further aside, apparently they're making a 3001 television show, and I really don't know how
I heard.
It's just going to be an overture on a black screen.
Yeah, that's the plan.
No, 3001 was a very different story.
Yes, a very different story. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Sci-Fi Channel's doing that.
It's going to be like the Dune series they did with the Sadakar, all wore jaunty little French chapeaus, and I'm going to hate it.
Are you sure it's not going to be like Sharknado?
I'm sure it's not going to be like Sharknado, because they're going to try with this, and Sharknado is them doing the opposite of trying, and that's why it's impossible.
Although it may star Ian Ziering.
And much more successful.
Yes.
And Tara Reid might be in it, too.
Moving along. So, you rest, you heal up, you do all the things you do when you sleep. And it goes back to all 7 or 8 hit points.
Yay.
I think it's like you might have been all the way into like the 30s for hit points.
Yes.
Feels almost correct.
23. I think I had 27 hit points.
That's
27 or 29. Every no, I popped over to 31. I was so excited that I was above.
Yeah, 30. I thought you.
Yeah.
Evan is currently recreating his character because he forgot it and his dice.
Did not forget.
He lost his book.
In lost his my team. Book with the character sheet in it in the move I just did.
But did not realize until you got here. So I would call that forget. You forgot that you lost it, which is the worst.
I would also like to point out, regardless of any extenuating circumstance, this is the man who will sternly look at me and ask if I'm qualified to caretake my character sheet.
That is true.
I don't know why you haven't been asking me the same question.
Because you're a goddamn adult.
No, really? Because I think and, I'm a powdered man, baby.
And I afford you the respect that I would like. I understand my mistake.
Thank God.
So you wake up.
Ah!
You face death in the form of the door to a bubble.
That's, doesn't sound threatening.
Well. I think we don't
I'd also like to point out the sweet Tyranny of Dragons DM screen Ooh. My buddy Evan gave me.
Oh, and there's the mansion we just...
there's the mansion you just knocked over, and there's the keep where the Bullywug Revolution happened.
Mm. Hey, Bill, is there anything on that screen useful for Horde of the Dragon Queen?
No.
Yeah, don't fucking buy that.
No. Mm. Conditions.
Oh, good. Oh, Evan needs that. Right.
And there's pictures and names.
Of people you've killed.
Yeah. Ooh, can we put like big red X's through them, like on the side of a bomber?
I guess.
The good news is the real GM screen comes out this Friday.
Oh, good.
I am assuming that you would like one.
Yeah.
Would you like one as well?
Yeah. But yeah,
and then I'm gonna 3D print myself some clips, so I can just have a wall of DM screens and never look at you. Sorry,
you don't have to look at any of us.
Jesus. I can't imagine why they would make a DM screen only good for one adventure.
Again, Gale Force 9. That wasn't
this wasn't WotC.
It was Gale Force 9.
It doesn't make it a smarter business decision.
Nope. Fucking
because
stupid.
Wolf Cocksucker or whatever his name is.
I played that game. There's Nazis in it.
And commies?
It's not what I thought.
Yeah. Wolfenstein.
Oh my.
Wolfenschlong. There you go. There you go.
So, are you murdering the guys outside? Do I need to find stat blocks for them, or are you letting them take it?
I think we're playing our hand quite that early. Yeah. I would think. Is that true? Oh, murderous friends of mine.
Right. I stand by my statement about not murdering into a corner.
Okay.
Murder out in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder walk to a T intersection.
Walk yourself into a corner and then murder your way out.
Yeah, I think that might be almost the same. I don't know.
I could poison them and they could die later. You know, all interview style. Anybody saw that?
I did.
Yeah.
I actually really liked it. I know.
There's a bunch of pages here that I read 2 months ago, so this would
be fine. Alright.
It is certainly dumb.
Yes, dumb, and parts of it went a little too long, but it was entertaining.
New day.
It is a new day.
Straight out of the table. One of five.
So that's hopefully good. You don't hate us.
He can make other people fail pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could also make us fail really bad.
He fails at rolling that dice box.
I'm glad I gave it to you.
Bowels.
Well, he did originally roll them in there, and they just kind of bounced out.
That's true. So as you approach the castle, escorted by about a dozen relatively well-armed and armored thugs, you come up to the castle, and I don't have a great picture of it, sad. But
you mean it's not on that screen of yours?
What?
It's
well,
not,
just pretend actually. The castle is this dragon.
That's like Snake Mountain out of Masters of the Universe.
There are a couple of towers, and you can see that there's kind of a lower courtyard, and then high above there's an upper courtyard. And the bridge leads up to the lower courtyard.
Okay. And it's floating on a cloud or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because cloud pass.
It's floating on giant fart.
And Captain Olistan is standing at the end of the bridge and clicks his heels as you appear.
Does he there's, say no, there's place no place like home.
And I'm just going to start trying to stop trying to add any flavor to it.
Oh, no. We love flavor. Three stars.
And says, good morning. I trust you rested well. As he's counting his men.
Yes, thank you.
I was really gassy!
Yeah, it knocked me out like a light. I think I have brain damage.
I've been saying that for months!
Right.
I look ashamed.
I feel shame as a minor action.
Yeah, okay, yes.
To Lord Resmir's chambers, then?
Away!
That means yes. An asshole wizard. Ew. That's not an image I needed, thank you.
No! He leads you through the gate, and as you go into the courtyard, off to your left are some stables. Off to your right is what looks like probably a barracks building. It's just a low, flat rectangle of a building. And then in the back left of the courtyard is a bunch of doors, but it's in kind of the spire that goes up to the upper courtyard, right? So he walks up, and toward the very back of the courtyard, there's a circular staircase over here that leads up. And what's that?
Are there any other people in this?
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of people milling about.
On mostly halflings.
As you go to the back, you turn left, you go through a double door, and as you walk past this last building on your right, you smell cooking fires and food. So you go in, and the first door on the left is knocked upon, and a deep voice says, "Enter."
Who's with us?
A handful of the guards, the captain, and there's, like, just random cultists and people milling about and, like, kobolds running here and there with pails of water and trays of food. And
how many guards in a handful?
There are probably three guards with you right now.
Plus the captain, right?
Yeah.
I knew it had to be somewhere. I found where Gale Force 9 fucked up on these guards.
Mm.
The durations don't list which ones are concentration.
Mm.
Useful.
So it does. It says, you know, up to an hour, but it's not concentration up to an hour or static up to an hour, which is essential information.
Yeah, true.
You heard it here first, folks. Gale Force 9 sucks.
Cool. The door opens. Inside is maybe a, I don't know, 20 by 30 room. Rectangular, there's a bed and a desk. Resmir is kicked back on the bed, idly petting the head of a guard drake, and another is at the foot of the bed.
Pleasure to see you, Mr. Bond.
She sees Abner and jumps up, scales bristling.
I think it's time for initiative.
Says, explain yourself.
Oh, how much time do you have?
I'll look around confused, like I've forgotten where I am for a moment.
Mm-hmm. And then just fart.
Probably rip one really loudly. Which part? I'm old. I was a librarian.
You were at the castle. Why are you here?
Well, everybody at the castle died. It was time to move on.
Why didn't you die?
I'm scrappy.
Ruby, ruby, ruby.
I am meant for greater things than death at the hands of kobolds. Or bullywugs.
Are you?
We met back at the castle. My name is Abner. I'm an accountant. I was a librarian.
Why are you here?
What was her name? Talis.
Talis.
Because Talis sent us.
Why?
Roll what? Initiative.
What was the message? She wanted.
It was a
two
secret
fireball.
Sure.
I think any other character would try and roll this out and be like, she's going to kill the person who has the white dragon mask, and she's looking for your help to do this or something like that. Like, try and make this intrigue, but nah, fuck it.
Nope.
I'm an old man, I can't pull the shit off.
Yeah, you don't have the top.
No, that works too, because if anyone survives, Talos was sent.
Ugh.
So I'm not going to give you, like, she's not flat-footed or anything like that.
No, because she's supposed to be from the castle. Why
are you always make a save, her save a one, so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can make her initiative count a one.
And her save a five.
What save?
For a fireball?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you're going to cast the dex save spell.
Yeah, legit. We're going to make her initiative roll a five, and then when the fireball rolls off, assuming that I'm not dead before that happens. Maybe we'll use the one for that. But yeah, using the five on her initiative.
Yep. I will give you a surprise round, but she's not like no dex or
anything. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's entirely legit. Alright, so...
You're going to bury an accountant that casts fireball.
Oh, he's also a librarian.
That's how I did my interview. I was a librarian, but I can also count really well. Want me to count that money for you?
She was super impressed with your counting.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
So it's probably going to hit her and both of those guard drakes. 20-foot radius.
Yeah, def.
Cool. They all got to make a dex save. Her dex save is going to be 1.
Okay.
It's probably still sufficient because she's probably got like a bonus of plus 30. No, we're in 5th edition now. We don't have to worry about that shit anymore.
Yeah. No. Oh, true God, story, she gets a 2.
Yeah!
Oh, are there any special fumbling rules?
Supplies!
You like that, don't you?
Oh, up top. Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, that's just...
You're waiting all night. Like,
just beautiful. God, have you sanitized these? The question isn't, did you put them in your ass? Because I know that's what happened. Did you sanitize them afterwards?
No.
All right, so...
Well, unless you, of course... Dice. Right. Unless you, of course, put them in the mouth.
What, you went ass to mouth?
Yes, ass to mouth.
Did you just get those?
Where the fuck did you find these?
The bottom of my bin.
He doesn't want to tell me that he went to uncle's and picked them all up there.
He found them in his ass.
Ew.
No, I would go to uncle's.
Alright, so, her and anything within 10 feet of her.
Yep, I'm doing some paperwork. Well, you roll some damage, and I'll decide whether I need to put her in the shenanigans here.
Unfortunately, we don't add anything to these rolls in this edition, but fortunately, she's challenged for a 7th level party and rolled a 2 on her initiative with a natural 1, so we are in a different world.
Oh, sorry, she got 4.
17. I fucking quit.
I was looking at Talos' stab lock. 22,
23... 24 points of fire damage.
Well, she's all the way up to 7, because I looked at her save throw. I bet 7 still...
That beats me now.
7 will not sufficiently save.
She takes 24 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. She is, in fact, not dead.
No.
No.
And that is 1 third level spell used.
Okay. And her initiative is a 5, you say?
Yes, her initiative roll on the die is a 5. And I will take my move action to back out of the room.
Okay. So let's get all of your initiatives real quick.
Okay. 23.
Seems really good.
6. Oh, I rolled an 18. And
Morgan
I'm
goes to the bottom.
Yeah.
Vera?
21.
Abner?
13.
Maurice?
19.
Oh, I gotta find these stupid Drake stab block.
Confusion is not worthwhile.
No, he's already confused. He doesn't need more.
Looks like I know what you're doing.
Yeah,
now you need to put him in the sleeve. You're dropping the A-bomb in this room.
I thought it was the, like, SP.
I thought I hadn't already farted.
Wait, what are you dropping?
Yeah.
You said you were on 13?
Yes. With an initiative modifier of -1. Yeah. So anybody who ties me, in fact, goes faster.
Okay. So let me roll saves for the drakes here.
Saving throw.
I got a 12 and a 12.
I believe they needed a 16, but I will check.
12 seems awfully low.
12 does seem low, but everything's low in this edition, so...
It's there plus your proficiency bonus plus your spellcasting mod.
Thank you. So,
probably 15, right?
15.
Yeah,
15.
Okay, they both fail, and you just incinerate them.
Nice.
Awesome.
Badass.
So I think what we're going to do, Abner's in the middle of the round. We're just going to start from him and go.
Sure.
That seemed reasonable.
Okay.
So Resmer's turn.
We die.
No, you die.
Yes. Well, no, I've backed past you guys.
Yeah.
So you have to die so she can get to me.
No, I'm dead.
All the way up the castle.
Yeah. Yeah, Featherfall.
Just kited clean up. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in vanilla World of Warcraft, I was an undead warlock, so a very, very squishy class, of kiting to my death. And whenever I got jumped out in the world, because I always run around flagged up, I would always kite them to the nearest lake, because back in vanilla, undead could breathe for twice as long as everybody else could underwater, and just make them kite me down to the bottom of the lake to try and kill me. 9 times out of 10, fucker would drown. That paladin would just float to the surface, and I'd laugh. And
well, I mean, as a warlock, you even had underwater breathing.
This was before I had underwater breathing. It was like at level 10 before I unlocked it. It was the best.
Also, if your warlock is squishy, I guess if you're talking PvP.
PvP, vanilla WoW, I was very, very squishy. But yeah, against, like, actual threats, oh god, no. They couldn't peel off of the grape slushy that I brought with me in place of a demon.
And if they start to kill that, you pop it for a shield.
Right.
Pop a quick and recast. You've got another one.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like for you guys, just roll out a little bit of that on the other side so we can see squares.
Yeah. Like this, man.
Yeah, that's great.
If you want me to get a paper towel and clean some of that off?
No, I think we'll just reuse one of these real quick here.
This castle was built on the same plan as the
mansion. Yeah.
Same contractor.
So rich. No, they were just so rich they had a an exact duplicate built in the middle of their castle.
Yeah.
It was the same contractor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, this seems like it could be a bedroom.
And then you've already backed out of the room, so...
No, he's off the castle. He's falling.
So, Resmer is back there in the corner.
There-ish.
And she gets up.
I'm apparently just not there.
I don't know how I got stuck with your dice box.
Been stuck inside your heart-shaped box for weeks.
Oh.
Okay. And you're like that okay. Like,
and you're right, avoided.
So what's our guard situation?
There's a bunch of guards standing around you. Yeah.
You had to bring up the
force.
I had forgotten about them.
The three guys and the captain.
See, we could have cheated.
Have we needed to cheat?
No, we haven't.
But now I got to put these guys in the initiative.
See, you're giving the DM more work.
If you would just place those, you know,
willy-nilly
around you guys.
I'm going to have to exceed the walls that are drawn.
That's
the sake of stuff.
I'm mostly just looking for spacing. Like, outside of this is a small hallway and then a large courtyard, so...
So are they behind us? Are they in front of us?
They're standing around
down the hallway. I mean, if this is the hallway right here...
Well, yeah. I'm not paying attention to the line so much because I just...
The captain probably came in the room, right?
No.
No?
Okay. Captain's not in the room?
No, the door opened and you kind of had this conversation through the open door.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
But I should put those guys in the initial order.
There, they're kind of semi-circle around the room.
Did have magic missile.
That would also mean that Abner is back.
So if we kill her, we'll become the new leaders, right?
Yes. Well, that's what we're going to tell these people.
Totally Klingon.
That's what you people with charisma are going to tell these people.
I tried that once with Tusken Raiders. Didn't go great. It'll have to be Drac I'm doing because I have no charisma.
Oh, I think it went perfectly.
I could tambourine it.
Just the party is all that I really need.
You could. Wouldn't do anything, but you could.
I'll do it in interpretive dance.
Space expansion coming out.
Something will be lost in translation.
For Edge of the Empire, it's not any of the rebellion stuff. It's interesting. I kind of want an all-hut party in a game. Oh, like, God. Nothing but a whole bunch of adolescent huts who are cut-throating their way up the family chain. Like, that sounds really cool.
Alright, Resmer gets to go.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Jesus, why?
Sluggy.
Hey, can around. We drive this game into the ground before we're done making it? Jesus Christ.
You're talking about
Edge of the Empire.
Star Wars! Okay.
So she stands up, mm-hmm. and where is Evan?
Evan is right here. He is backed out of the proverbial
yep.
room.
Nope. So
gotta go through me.
She shoots a line of acid through the paladin, and it hits both of you.
Breathing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Would that be considered a spell?
No. That's what I was asking. Weapon. Because I haven't used my my incidental action, and I still have dispel magic, which is just...
So you guys need to make me dexterity saving throws. 14 is your target.
All right, so need a 15 on the die. Hey, Evan, can you roll the 15 on this die?
Nope.
No. Full damage.
Ooh, wait, damn it, 20.
You also have plus 4 because you're standing
in the enemies. I thought it was just the paladin.
With you, I got a 9.
No, yeah,
okay. Is it just the paladin and the wizard?
Okay. You said dexterity?
Mm-hmm.
You got a nat 20, and I think you need to roll.
Oh, I thought you said the red all the roll.
Oh, it's
just those two.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was next.
No, I'm purposely standing.
It's
in the way.
It's a 5-foot line.
Oh, okay. I see.
So
it's a fire hose.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You each take 35 damage.
Holy
shit. Bye, Evan.
By these rules, I am not dead. Right. I am just
at zero.
Bleeding.
35. You say?
We don't do negatives.
No.
Not okay. Unless it's cool. Negative right. Total.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, at negative and bleeding out, right? Let's make me some death saves.
Yeah. Wow. 5d8 damage, and I rolled 3 7s.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, how many hit points do you have?
31.
Okay.
Yeah. The best.
Around.
No, they are going to keep you down.
No, that's going to happen.
Okay. Sorry. I was distracted by thinking about what's going to happen next.
And then she walks over to the desk, opens a small chest, and puts on a mask.
That's too... Wait.
That's not good.
I'm too dead to say anything about it.
Well, you'll be up and fine.
I think just, that's just the thing.
That's the thing. It's the fucking bird.
Then the guards get to go.
Yeah.
This was the best plan, by the way.
I like that you're now in the back with the car on the ground.
What the fuck do they care? I'm on the ground melting in a puddle of acid.
Yeah.
I would just go over and start kicking him back.
So, these two
are going to come gangbang whoever this is.
That's me!
Yay!
Yeah, open and your arcs.
Where'd the guy? That's what I'm going to do as soon as I get a turn. Yeah. I roll the 2 on initiative, come up here and so...
Fuck the back of the paladin.
Because I heard he likes it from behind.
Yeah.
It came from and 2 behind. At once.
Double penetration.
I wonder if I can give him... Where's my paladin?
Okay, first one.
Would that be considered an attack roll?
What?
The line of acid on Evan?
Yeah.
It's an attack roll?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you made a save.
We made a
it's a save.
Okay, got it.
So it's not an attack roll.
It also happened.
Stuff, to go back and
I'll try. Okay.
Yeah.
Time moves forward.
Got it.
First one rolls a 2 and a 3 with advantage, so good true. Second one rolls a pair of 18s, so I'll take an 18.
Okay, that hits me.
Are you sure you don't want to take the 18?
Pretty good. You take 11 damage.
Okay.
That's manageable.
And then
it's better than 35.
Mm-hmm.
On the paladin. Then how about a 23?
Oh, that one will hit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
15 damage.
15? Okay.
Now it's Morgan's turn.
God, this feels like such an old school character. I'm making a piece of grid paper and writing all my spells down. I'm a little giddy right now, even though I'm fucking dead.
So you and I need to rush Uber Dragon Lady.
What is my...
Charge heedlessly in, right?
We are death machines. They can...
Look, this is a dragon. Pee yourself. Kill it.
Yeah, true.
No. It's a half dragon. I don't have to do the full ritual.
Oh, you only have to half pee.
Okay. You can mesmerize her with your dancing skills because she's never seen dancing
before. Do we think
before.
This is the hardest fight in here?
Well, there's a cloud giant.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen yet.
It's true.
Presumably, there's a cloud giant.
I'll just go with a regular spirit guardian then. I open the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. Fey creatures fly out. I designate my alleged friends as not being melted.
Hey, I have done nothing wrong to you.
Everyone else within 15 feet of me, when they start their turn, they are going to go fuck themselves.
Oh, I thought that Fey creatures were going to fuck them up the ass.
Yeah, something like that. Which unfortunately does not yet hit my draconic friend, but will.
Right. Was that bludgeoning or piercing damage they're attacking me with?
Probably slashing.
Okay.
Scimitar, yeah.
Yep, okay, so I'm actually at 25.
Okay, tell me about your bullshit.
When they start their turn, they're going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, can you put a dice or something down so we know where that lives? Or because it's in
it's
a
15
spot, right?
Feet
yeah.
around
One,
him.
1, 2, 3.
Would these be
to radius wherever he wants?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Oh, okay, that's fine. Sorry. I forgot it followed you. Yep. So all bad guys in that sphere.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Wisdom saving throws, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Olistan gets to go.
Who's that?
He's the captain.
Oh, and he gets to make a wisdom save.
10.
No.
So he's going to take ass tons of damage.
No, we'll see.
Ass tons.
Well, no, he's not.
No.
That was abysmal.
He gave himself a paper cut.
Yeah, that's 5 radiant damage.
Okay.
3d8.
Got himself a paper cut.
He's not particularly impressed.
Oh, he is also at half movement.
Noted.
Yeah, as long as he's in my bullshit aura.
What are my things? I've got things I took.
So you have damage resistance to slashing?
Bludgeoning and piercing.
Bludgeoning and piercing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with the
damage
mask,
reduction. Sorry, not.
Does she have to hold it on, or is it like fused to her face, or have like?
It appears that it fit very snugly. Like it, she's
okay.
Dragon head, right?
Does she spin around in a tornado and say, "Smoke it"?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
No, Loki's mask.
Yes.
Suddenly, Tom Hiddleston appears.
Captain Olistan, so can he move next to you? As long as he doesn't leave a square, like, what's your bullshit? Explain to me all of your bullshit.
Sure, so I have protection, so when he attacks someone other than me within 5 feet, I can use it to impose disadvantage.
Right.
Or...
And the target has to be within 5 feet of you. So Morgan doesn't count.
No.
For example.
If he is within reach of the paladin, it doesn't matter who he's attacking.
Yes.
If he turns his back on him to attack Morgan, he can be like, "No, hey!"
When a creature you see attacks a target other than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm.
That's what.
What about movement bullshit?
Yes.
Is it half movement because of the thingy?
I understand.
Well, he also, if I hit him, I think is what it is. Mm. Let me open that page.
I write down the stuff that I need on my.
Well, I know what it is. It's.
Do you?
Yeah. I gotta actually look at the details though. The creature's speed becomes 0 for the rest of the turn when I hit him with an opportunity attack.
Okay, when do you get to take an opportunity attack?
Whenever creatures within 5 feet provoke opportunity attacks from you, even when they take the disengage action before leaving your reach.
Okay, so it's anytime he leaves its reach.
So. Right. So, the captain is going to walk through his buddy, and go stand on top of the dead wizard in that square.
Yeah.
Not leaving your reach.
Nope.
Okay. Even though it looks like it. Right. Yeah. And then he's going to hit more.
I pose disadvantage.
Okay.
Okay!
Yeah. Shield
you
to
have
the face.
Disadvantaged his 3 and 4. Good job.
Yep. Yes. So he takes the 3.
He gets 3 more attacks.
That's bullshit.
Oh, I get a bunch of attacks. How
no,
many
he doesn't.
Attacks?
I'm going to go with no. He gets 3 more attacks.
He gets multi-attack, and then he's got an action surge.
You have your book.
So, first one...
He's roided up is what he is.
Is a 23.
Ooh. Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Second one is a 12.
Nope.
Third one is a 26.
That'll do.
Okay.
Big.
It's not a ton of damage.
Okay, so that's 2 attacks.
Well, I'm going to need to look up concentration checks right now.
That is 18 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
But it's 2 separate hits. So it's 1 at 6 and 1 at 12.
26.
Because that probably matters for your concentration.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to roll 2... Taking damage. DC 10 or half the damage I take. So it's going to be DC 10 on both.
Yeah.
Do you have your DMG handy?
DMG.
Well,
that was a spell I cast.
Okay. It's gone now.
It is gone now.
Well, good thing you didn't make it more awesome.
Yeah. And I can put it back up, but it's going to skip their turn, so they won't take the damage for another round.
I'm sorry, I said DMG and I meant Monster Manual.
I have one of those.
Just point me in the right direction.
Oh, did the captain do his will save?
He did.
Okay.
He took 5 damage.
Yeah, remember I rolled a 1 and a 3.
He was unfazed. Draken.
All right, I'm going to rush the boss.
Okay.
And...
So go ahead and move yourself in. Stop. Back up. When you run in...
Uh-oh.
The carpet starts to curl up around you.
Oh, fucking shit.
I think the carpet's trapped.
I think it's coit.
I just have to find its stat block. Maybe it's a spell. No, unclear.
No, animated carpet block. Is a creature. Yeah.
It's a rug of smothering, which is probably an item.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a match.
A rug of smothering.
I have an items appendix. It's not in it.
It's a deadly.
Why would it be in it?
Yeah. Also, it says the DM has the stats for challenge rating 2 elementals. No, the DM doesn't. There are no challenge rating 2 elementals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are. Gargoyles are challenging into elemental.
Oh, that's right. There's a whole bunch of things that aren't elementals.
But we had this conversation before.
We have had this specific conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right, but there's no way to fucking find it because...
There's the internet.
I have not been able to find any fucking spell lists on the internet. But it has
Sorry, I mistakenly assumed that this would be like, in the book... I've got, and it doesn't seem to be.
Oh, then it doesn't exist. So
okay. No, it totally exists.
No. Then it's just the rug of tripping, I guess.
So it's like what? It's like dropping acid?
No, it's no, it's just how I am with normal rugs.
Draken trips and falls on the rug.
I do trip a lot,
and then it hugs you really tight,
so I don't feel alone.
Yes.
What is this called? Not Conjure, Conjure Minor Elemental.
Because I remember finding a full list, but I googled it before.
Fuck you, wolf cocksucker. No stat block.
Right.
Not an item.
Okay.
Bless you.
I guess I just took acid and thought it was tripping me up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll make something up. I just.
All right. Well, see if you have anything on your list of tricks that'll take out a carpet.
I could take out my whip and attack her. My whip has reach.
Yeah, that's true. Get that mask off with your whip.
I don't think it would work like that.
So on that 20, you'll be fine.
And that 20 was my disarming attack?
Yes. It's a weapon of a kind.
Well, it's set up in their hand. Suppose.
Yeah. It's an ugly face with their hand.
Try this fucking cue.
There's always room for Jell-O.
I love gelatinous cubes.
They are my favorite monster.
I just love the fact that
when here it is.
Where no. played where Nick's character burst out of the gelatinous cube into another gelatinous cube.
How is a 22 against your AC?
Or 23, sorry. It's a higher number.
Okay. So you're summon one Azure Gargoyle, two Fire Snakes, four Magma, Dust, Ice, or Magma Mephits, or eight Mud, Smoke, or Steam Mephits.
So you are grappled.
Okay.
So the rug basically folds up around you and pulls you down to the ground and rolls you up.
One Gargoyle.
So you can take an action to get out of the grapple.
What's the action?
It's a probably a strength or dexterity check. Probably a strength check, I think.
What if I say I always oil myself?
No. You can say that, and it's still going to be DC 13 strength check to get out. So yeah, that's where you're at, and then you'll take damage at the start of your next turn if you're still in the rug.
I'm gonna do that thing where I try to get out.
Yeah, it seems great.
So an acrobatics can't do it.
No. The thing about dexterity is you need to be able to move.
I can wiggle.
Just inchworm over to him.
Yeah. All right.
I'm planning for a
trial. That's a six.
That's not great. No. So, noted, you are grappled. Vero.
I'm so warm in my rug.
Good news, there's only one rug in the room.
Yeah. Good Christ. Okay. There's one rug in the room. Is the chandelier going to come down and grab me like some kind of, I don't know, jungle?
No, the bed's going to just
make
like,
a wisdom check.
The bed's just going to start eating.
Okay.
Death bed. The bed that eats.
Ah, yes, death bed. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
You've seen that? It's terrible.
It is.
Oh my God.
That'd be a 4 or 5.
You are unsure of the chandelier situation, you've never heard of such a thing.
Can I keep
you that? You hadn't heard of a rug, though.
Can I keep that nat 20 I rolled earlier for anything?
It's not a rug thing. Oh. It's a rugger.
Nice.
Okay, well, then I will attempt to rush El Dragon Queen.
Don't worry, I took care of the rug.
Tanked it.
Tanked
She's
it like
standing
a boss.
Over by the desk now,
You need to bite it, and then you'd be a rug.
Tanked it like a boss.
Okay, so I will charge towards her.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. That's too fussy. Okay, can't do that.
Oh, and make sure if you have extra attacks that you use them.
And she's now within 5. Okay, so I can't make my sneak attack. She did take a turn in combat already. Okay, so can't I get enough stuff? All right, so I will attack her.
With sure.
Short sword. That would be a 26.
Oh, yeah. It's all day.
Okay. And
then she's not wearing any armor, you notice.
Okay.
Shit, she's a spellcaster.
Yeah. She's just a dragon.
Seven.
She is wearing
piercing.
She's always wearing armor.
Seven piercing?
Seven piercing.
I agree.
And if you'd only gotten, like, one square closer, I'd have been able to...
I made sure you didn't fall on...
Right now?
I don't think
she'd count right
now. Yeah, I made sure you didn't run into the carpet trap. I mean, yeah. I can only do so much.
Skill. It's a skill play.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's setting off the trap so you don't have to.
Yes.
Remind me again. So I've got cunning action. If I disengage and move away from her, I can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
Or you could make
aren't
a second
you dual?
Attack. I could make a second attack.
Fortune favors the bold.
That's true. Okay, mm-hmm. I will make a second attack.
Yeah, pretty sure it's going to drop her.
Fortune favors the bold, make me a new character when you don't kill her and then she kills you.
E13.
Does not hit.
Okay.
Do you get any other attacks? At the end of your turn,
the mask glows a little bit, yeah, and she swings her big old broadsword at you.
Before he takes... do you get any extra attacks from the leveling? Because I know I have an extra attack.
No. I do have uncanny dodge. When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you.
Good.
Or evasion, when subjected to an effect that allows a dexterity saving throw to take only half damage, you... On success, you take
20
no damage.
Versus your AC?
That would be above my AC.
Okay.
This your AC is probably similar to mine.
17.
Same here.
You have taken... Where'd it go? 12 slashing damage, plus an additional... 12 necrotic damage.
Whoops. And does my uncanny dodge apply?
Damage.
Tell me about uncanny dodge.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you.
Yes.
All right, so it's 12, so 6 and 6, so 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
You may not regain hit points for 1 minute.
Okay.
That's bad.
And at the end of your turns, you may make a DC 15 con throw to end that effect.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the save ends thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maurice.
This is how I die.
Let's see here. So
I'm gonna kill you.
This is why I'm pop. This is why.
Pop to grid. This is he here or is he here?
There.
Okay. I'm going to take a 5 foot step here.
It's not a thing, but sure.
Sure.
Well, he moves 5.
I move 5.
Yeah, but an average edition, that's something.
That's true.
Yeah. I tell you about it, but my tongue has melted.
Really? Okay, I'll fix it. So, cure our lay on hands for 32 hit points.
Can you do that from there?
Well, you're underneath the
guy.
Oh, that's right, I'm underneath the guy. Yeah.
So, yeah, 32 hit points to you.
Bam.
You wake up to being teabagged.
Yeah. Actually, his head goes right up into...
He doesn't sit up yet.
As a bonus action to cast.
He nutsacks the guy with his skull. Go ahead, I'll wake him!
Right now, he's just gazing at it while admiring it.
Delicious.
Yes. Fireball!
I have more.
No, he already feels burning
A shield of faith on myself.
Because he was having time with the dragon.
I have a shimmering field of a bubble around me, basically.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Abner, welcome back to the land of living.
Shakily, from underneath this guy, I am going to cast... Conjure Minor Elemental. I think I can do it right here into the room.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Let's see. That's the wrong book. That's the right book.
I'm glad I gave you a book so I could confuse you.
Yeah, range 90 feet.
Nice.
That's yeah. Cool.
Casting time 1 minute. Never mind. I'm not going to do
that. Reading is fundamental. I'm glad you spent like 5 minutes preparing for that.
You should probably read all of the spell stuff.
Oh, I've missed this. I can't tell you how much.
Only because your aim was off.
You've missed our comedy of errors.
Yeah. Mostly happens.
Man, clerics are like enemies within range, and wizards are like every motherfucker takes a saving throw or dies.
Yeah, this is the classic dichotomy.
Can you sleep them all?
If I sleep all of you as well.
Hey, I'm an elf.
How many hit dice can you sleep?
Not this many.
Yeah. Okay. Good talk.
I could cast it as a much higher level spell.
What's the radius on that thing?
On sleep.
Yeah. Because if you cast it
right now,
here,
I'm thinking about Ice Storm, and Ice Storm will fucking kill all of us.
Well,
but it will kill me.
How much does Abner value our lives?
If the radius isn't too bad, you could do it just over here.
It won't kill
and it
won't
affect
me.
Us.
I'm snug in my rug.
I roll 5d8. That's how many hit points worth of creatures can be affected.
Yeah.
But it's 2d8 per level for each slot I use above the first to cast it. So 5.
Does it have a radius?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, d8. That's not terrible. Radius is... Creatures within 20 feet of a point I choose.
That's, well, if you just put it over here, it wouldn't touch any of these guys and would just focus on the rug and that chick. And it wouldn't affect us because we can't be slept because we're ill.
I think she has
more. A rug.
Yeah, she has... rugs probably are immune to sleep.
Oh,
since okay, rugs then... don't sleep.
All right.
And Resurrect probably has more hit points than you.
It probably won't affect him.
Yeah, it doesn't affect
elves can't be affected.
The rug cannot be blinded, charmed, deafened, frightened, paralyzed, petrified, or poisoned.
So it can be slept.
If it's immune to being charmed, it cannot be slept.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything
immune. So then everything affects her and not the other three. Am I incorrect in that? You are correct.
It would just affect her because it can't affect you guys. So all 11d8 of that, if I cast a support level spell, would be poured right onto her, which on average means if she has 44 hit points or less, it would put her to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can ice storm all of us.
And kill
and
us.
And we all die.
Yeah, you guys can make the dex saving throw. It's DC 15.
I can't. I'm stuck in a rug.
Right. Yeah.
The rug will take it.
And all die.
No, the rug will take it.
The rug will keep me warm.
Well, you'll take half damage from the spell effect. Stand it next to me.
Daisy.
I know that song. Oh, wait. I remembered. I'm an asshole. Give me just a second. I think I know what I'm doing.
It's fine. He's going to fart.
He's just going to fart.
Right in the captain's face. And then light and go, fireball!
That's actually how he casts
exactly,
fireball.
Right. That's how he conjures it.
Material think, component can of beans.
Yeah. We all think he's got magical
or
powers.
Or cabbage.
Yeah.
Give me your answer, Drew. They're really fucking making jokes.
I can touch him because he can touch me.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I cast invisibility as a third level spell. You and I are invisible. Ooh. And then I'm going to take a move action.
Oh.
Half my movement to get up.
Yep.
All right, and then my other half to go, let's see, so I have got, five squares?
Yeah, all right. I don't know what you're
thinking. Would you make me a DC 7 dexterity save?
To get by
to see whether or not the guy that's teabagging you gets to know what square you move into.
Which direction I move in.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me get my dice roller!
Okay!
I got a nat 20!
Damn!
Yeah.
I roll out like a ninja! I did this in Nalan! And then I make you disappear.
That's my verbal component for invisibility.
I did this once in Nalan! Use the tunnels!
Except in Nalan, you were just spraying napalm all over children.
Oh, yeah, confirmed. And 15 feet will put me back there.
So are you Willem Dafoe?
I'm going to die at the end of this. I'm going to get down.
Okay.
Wow. What is...
You get advantage, but the first time you make an attack, it drops. But only an attack.
At the end of Abner's turns, Resmer's mask glows again.
Spells it is. I have spells.
Really?
How many?
You can cast spells from Invis?
Oh, yeah. So it...
That sounds pretty good.
No, hold on. Nope, they fixed it.
It's her turn again already?
Invisibility
she gets legendary
ends for a
actions
target
from
if
mask.
It attacks or casts a spell. So yeah, so no spells.
Is that mask not
attackable? If I had already cast a summon spell, I could direct them.
Yeah.
Could I cure? That's a spell.
That's a spell.
It ends if you cast a spell. Fifth edition fixed a lot of shit.
She swings a great sword at the rogue again.
Mm-hmm.
This sword has a name.
Oh, of course it does.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, I think in Pathfinder.
Is it a great sword or a one-handed sword?
It is a great sword.
It's a great sword. So, good news, you're going to have a named sword soon.
It's a pretty good sword.
Sweet!
Yeah.
No, I'll take a great sword.
So that is 12 slashing damage.
Can I have that again or not?
No, because you've used your reaction this round. Okay. And then 12 necrotic damage.
Okay.
And now it's her turn.
Wait, what?
The sword.
She gets actions on other people's turns.
Well, the sword has
the mask that she put on is giving her actions on other people's turns.
So okay. Dragons in this edition get what are called legendary actions.
Okay.
And they get a couple of points, and they have a menu to pick from.
Okay.
And they can spend those points every round.
And the points
are the Black Dragon like... Mask, it turns out, grants your legendary actions.
Okay.
I've gone from 54 to 18.
My bad.
But at least Abner will live.
And I'm taking my paladin with me.
No, he's not going to leave
you
us.
You don't want to build your new party from scratch.
No, that's great.
Let's see. Oh, I should have done that. That would have been better.
Well, there's always next round, assuming we live that long.
Mm-hmm. We won't.
Nope.
Well, Abner might.
Yeah.
So the first thing she does is takes a minor free, whatever fucking call we call it, action. She takes the mask off, puts it back in the case, slams it shut, and you hear it lock. She smiles and says, I don't think I needed that after all.
Oh my.
And then... she hits you with a greatsword again.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Rogue. Because you can't be healed until you save.
21 versus AC?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. So the slashing component is 10 damage this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the necrotic component is 23.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. Super down.
And she smiles at, I guess...
the poor rogue in the rug?
Yeah.
Rogue I'm not rug. A rogue.
I know.
Yeah, just... But
oh, she can't see me. I'm just in a rug. I'm That's just true. A rug now.
She knows you're there.
In my mind, as Abner and the
no, I'm not invisible.
Are rolling out invisibly. You just start rolling in your rug out of the room.
No. All right. The guards are going to keep trying to gangbang Morgan.
So if I do a reaction, does it pop invisibility? Does it say reaction?
Make an attack.
Nope, it's not an attack.
Or cast a spell.
Cast a spell.
Nope, not a spell.
What is it?
It's a reaction.
Yes.
What do you do with
do
that?
Do you interact with the world?
Yes.
Okay, then you pray.
No.
Not necessarily.
Or cast a spell.
All right, so what do you
when a creature cool you see attacks a target other than you within 5 feet of you, you can use reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. You must be wielding a shield.
That's fine. You are not making an attack or casting a spell. You can do that.
Right, I think that's
technically correct.
Yes.
The best kind.
Yes. Okay.
That said, these two guys that are going to gangbang Morgan, you can't do anything to.
Okay. But the captain, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he wants is like, five attacks on me, because he has no targets left.
Yeah, because he can't see anybody else. Strategy. All right, these guys are doing that. 16 to hit?
Probably nope. This guy down, too.
The other guy is worse. Merry Christmas.
Come at me, bro.
I got you that. Morgan.
Okay. I'm going to drop me a spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
Make me a phantasmal hammer.
Yep. And then brain some fools with it.
Yeah. Start trying to clear the battlefield, I guess. So I'll go on one of the guards that's wrecking my day.
Yeah. Guard wrecking your day.
Wrecking my day. I don't think I got a plus 7 on this. 20.
Yeah.
He takes 5 damage because
you need to learn how to roll damage.
I agree. Is there a class I can take? Or?
Oh, my fighter's pretty good.
There's a feat. Yeah, there's a feat.
And then I will drop a sacred flame on the same asshole and he can make a dex save. Or ideally don't.
So it's not a bonus action to make it attack? You just get to do that for free?
It is a bonus action to cast the spell and it gets a free attack every time.
Okay, I understand.
You can use a cantrip on the same round.
Yep. Cast the spell. Nope, I want to make sure I understood all of the action economy there.
Yep. Yeah, so my actual action.
Because I might not win, so I gotta make sure that you're.
We're not cheating.
I'm not the idiots that just charged the boss's room. Like.
Hey, he started this!
Yeah. To be clear, I'm the idiot who charged the boss's room.
And you're going to live.
I have zero sympathy or guilt about the situation you find yourself in.
Much like Gandalf, I send poor fucking fools to their doom.
You really do.
So, Sacred Flaming.
The same guard I just conked.
I agree.
Because damage.
He gets to make a dexterity save?
Yes.
He has rolled a 12.
That is insufficient. Let's see if I can roll more than one damage. Hey! Takes 8 radiant damage.
Okay.
And I assume he's dead.
No.
And he drags his friend into the afterlife.
And the captain.
Those are bad assumptions.
Okay.
The good assumption is that it's the captain's turn.
I look around for all the other targets for him to hit.
Protection!
Well, fuck.
The good news is, since he's used his action surge...
Parlay?
He just smiles at you.
I wasn't with him, the wizard. Like, he was a crazy old bastard.
So you're going to impose disadvantage?
Yeah, so might as well.
He had a message for that guy?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a fireball.
Rolled a 4 and a 2, so nice good. Work.
Yeah, yeah. Use the 2.
Yep. He's super confused when his what does he got? His flail bounces off of nothing. But
it's cleric.
He rolls with it.
Yeah, it's a cleric.
Cleric, probably God just intervened, right?
Yeah, it's God. God things.
The other one, I roll a 17,
nope.
To which I add 7.
Oh. We were whoops. Great until you started doing math.
Ice Storm? He deals 7 damage to
yeah, Ice Storm.
Of the bludgeoning variety.
As long as it can't kill me, I don't care.
Draken!
Oh, okay, good.
At the top of your turn...
I take ass tons of damage.
You
well, I guess
take...
it can't outright kill you. Well, it would have to do more than your hit points of damage.
8 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, that's not bad.
And you are smothered in a rug.
Oh, did you make your save to see if you could be healed?
It's nice and warm in here.
Oh, I didn't even...
He hasn't had the end of a turn yet.
Yeah.
Wait, an attack or a spell? Okay. I can get you unstuck. And it won't pop my invisibility.
That's true.
Would you like to try and escape?
I would love to.
Okay. I would like a DC 13 strength check.
Yeah, just like last time.
DC will go up next time because you're suffocated.
That's a 7 again?
Okay. I'm glad we had this conversation.
I'm just bored.
The daring dragon's going to get killed by a carpet.
Yes.
I will make sure that is on your fucking tombstone.
I'm confused.
This carpet's been peed on so many times, it's not afraid.
Is the pattern on the carpet a dragon?
No.
Not even that.
Not be killed by a dragon.
No, it's like a frilly flower print.
Oh.
Like, I'm confused. I thought we were supposed to be fighting dragons, not rugs.
Yeah.
I'm not set up for this stuff.
Trained exclusively.
Beryl, would you like to make me a death save?
Sure.
I'd help you, but I'm nice and warm in this rug.
14 and what?
Nope, 14's fine.
Okay.
Now you would like to make me a constitution save.
To see if you can be healed from his horrible fucking necrosis.
10.
No, sir.
It was 12, wasn't it?
15.
Okay.
Now I cannot feel guilty about not healing you.
Yeah. Maurice!
Yeah, I think that's my only option. To not pop invisibility. Although, that'd be kind of... Yep, sure.
You're going to get advantage on the first attack that you make.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be making an attack. I'm going to help her out of the rug.
So because I do ass tons of damage.
That's not going to pop your invisibility because you're not making an attack.
Right. Yep. Yes, that's the concept.
That's why I'm doing
yeah,
that.
And
yes.
I do ass tons of damage.
It's a strength attack.
What? Is it really a strength?
No!
I help
no,
out
he's a monster!
He's just an asshole!
He's drunk on power and whiskey.
Yes. I help her out of the rug.
I haven't had any whiskey since the other day.
Although I'm going to move to this side over here.
You are at home. This can be fixed right now.
I drank like 2/3, 3/4 of a bottle of scotch on Saturday night. I've had enough whiskey for the week.
Alright.
I'm probably good.
He grabs my hair and yanks me.
You can make, that doesn't work, but you can make a DC 13 strength check.
Sure.
To attempt to rip the rug off of her.
Sure. No problem.
Okay. You rip her free.
Okay.
Yes! I'm not going to die.
The two ends of the rug go fluttering off.
No, it's just open now.
Oh. So the trap's been reset. Excellent.
Abner.
Walk on this rug.
Please
do great.
Something awesome, please.
I stole. All
start
I have left.
Summoning an elemental.
It's going to take a fucking minute.
Did you still have any movement left?
You started here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 20. So 20.
Well, I guess you're probably not standing on the rug, so you're probably...
No.
Yeah. No, off to the side, I said.
Yeah.
What's your will save?
Minus
I don't know 7. What's going to happen, but I love it.
Do it. Do it. We need an ice storm right now.
I don't think ice storm is a will save.
No.
No, you just will the storm to go around you.
Just get an 8 or better, and you'll be up after a sleep.
You do you. I'm in favor of this
one. Give me an intelligence check.
I'm talking about dropping the sleep right here.
Oh, okay.
Not over in the... No, this is a terrible idea. No, over here, though.
Yeah, that was...
These are a bunch of shitheads.
Yeah.
This guy's kind of scary.
That was an idea about around
me.
Am I wasting my 4th level spell on sleep? Is it a waste if I get to drop 11 hit dice worth of creatures?
No. No, it's not. Not at this point.
Even dropping one of them is going to be amazing.
Yes.
And the worst thing that happens is you drop on the ground, as opposed to a fireball, where the worst thing that happens is I fucking murder the cleric.
Just do it, man.
Yeah.
God damn it. Your actions need an intermission.
Yeah, Abner doesn't care about the little boy.
10 minutes with an overture.
I was about to say, yeah.
I should have just brought my tambourine.
There's no tambourines in Grover Deep and Ema.
No, I'm just saying I'll be this overture. It's just tambourine.
Two more D8s. Nope, right here. Yeah. All right, 4th level sleep.
Jesus Christ.
That's something you can do.
This isn't the dumbest thing I've ever seen done.
It'll work great.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if there is a saving throw. You might just be fucked. Hold on. Pause.
Oh, there is no pause.
Wow.
That's a lot of sevens.
Wow, on D6s?
No. Savage chin! Yeah, you should also look up sleep, because I'm going to miss something really important, because I'm bad at this.
Duration forever.
Page 276. Yeah, starting with the creature that has the lowest hit points, probably you. Sorry, bro.
Probably. 55 is your total.
So that's how many hit points of creatures it affects.
55 hit points.
55 hit points.
Yeah.
I've got 22. I'm assuming that's lower than any of them.
In fact, no.
Excellent.
So the two guards drop.
Okay.
Yep.
These two?
Yep.
What about that one? So what were the guards' hit point totals?
They had 20 to
start.
So that's
40.
One of them had been hit.
Yeah, okay. One of them had...
So one of them had 13 left, so you're at 33.
33, okay. And this guy also had 20. That would bring me up to 53. So that guy would drop.
Yeah.
And then I had, what, 50?
55.
55. So neither of you have 2 hit points, so that's it.
Yeah.
Nice. And you're visible.
Yeah.
That's
I am no longer invisible. But that's fine.
So it'll be harder for you to leave.
Captain Sandwich, sir.
You should stop doing the double shift.
Does he whip his hair back and forth?
Yeah, and he kills Morgan with it.
Oh, Jesus. Get razor blades in there. Fuck.
What are your hit points at?
52. I'm fine.
Okay.
I only lost
presently.
8. I only lost 8 hit points.
Which Dragon Lady I'm going to move back further. That's what I'm going to do with my other action. I can go 5 squares. Yep.
So, because I was lazy and I didn't draw it. Yeah. There was a hallway,
uh-huh.
And then doorway out to the courtyard.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go back out to the courtyard, or further down the blind hallway around the corner?
I will move far enough to not make that decision this round.
Okay, so you go back a couple of squares.
Yeah,
that's easy. It is Resmer's turn. Inexplicably, you have crawled out of her carpet.
No, I just...
Oh, it just popped open.
No, the carpet just popped open on me. I don't know what happened.
It failed her.
I was in a carpet.
She must punish the carpet instead of attacking dragon.
Oh.
The carpet was just so scared of my pee.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Recharging a breath weapon.
That would suck right
Rolled it twice because I forgot last time. Still didn't recharge.
You poor fucker.
That's fine. She does have a caustic bolt. But that's not as good as not healing. So she steps forward, because you're still laying down. Have you had a turn?
I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, you haven't had a turn yet.
So you're still on the ground about to get shanked.
So she gets advantage.
Does she step on her own carpet?
She does.
And it
turns out it's her goddamn carpet.
He doesn't know that.
She walks across this carpet 80 times a day.
No, me and this carpet are bros now. We cuddled.
No, but the carpet and Resmer are Eskimo brothers because they're about to both fuck you.
No.
Well, at least now you can say I got killed by a dragon, right?
24 versus AC?
Disadvantage.
Bing. How?
Protection.
Within 5 feet of me, right?
Yep.
That's the target.
Yes, the target is within 5 feet of him. The target's right there.
Okay, so earlier, it was the attacker had to be within 5 feet of him.
Yes, which is it?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, you're right.
So you get one.
Yeah, you absolutely
get don't I get both?
No.
It has to be within 5 feet of me.
Yeah. That's not...
When a creature you see, you can see attacks a target other than you that is within 5 feet of you.
Okay. That's not what you said earlier.
That wasn't what you said earlier. And
so for the duration of this fight, the attacker is within 5 feet of you.
Yeah, agreed. Which makes way more sense.
That's why I tried to say he was wrong, but...
When a creature you can see attacks a target other than you that is within 5 feet of you.
Right.
Yeah, last time you were saying the attacker
had to be within 5 feet.
Well, the way it's worded, it says that the
target has to be within 5 feet. So, when you were standing there and the guard was standing between you and Morgan, you imposed disadvantage on that attack.
Yes.
Right. So you can't impose disadvantage here because you're 10 feet away from the attacker.
Because it can't be both.
Yes.
I concur. Right.
Okay. So I rolled a 24.
Okay.
That
sounds like something you could do.
Dark advantage is a thing that she has.
That sounds great.
You get plus 4 to your saving throws and resistance to all damage from spells.
What's resistance to?
Half damage.
So the slashing damage is 19. 19 plus... 6 is 25.
25, okay.
And the necrotic damage is another 10.
Okay, I think I want to go back to cuddling the carpet.
And you cannot be healed for a minute until you make a DC 15 constitution save.
Okay.
All my guards are asleep. Morgan.
Okay. I'm gonna give the captain a little wink. Looks like my dance card just opened up, handsome.
He smiles.
So I'm gonna drop.
Stop hitting on other men!
The captain looks at the wizard confused, as he can obviously tell that you're a girl.
What with the breasts?
I am going to drop a guiding bolt on him, leveled up to 3.
Sure.
Hopefully hit. That's a 20.
Versus his AC?
Yes.
He has one of those.
Probably. Most things do.
AC 19.
Yay.
No. Oh.
Guys, I'm just gonna sleep this one out.
Yeah, you will. A deep sleep. Nice.
Ooh.
10, 19, and I get another d6. Nice. So that's 25 damage, and the next attack roll made against him has advantage. My spirit hammer. yep, that's 22.
Yep.
Oh, another one. So that's 5 damage, so it's going to be 30 total damage.
That's a good turn.
You should have summoned a better hammer.
Sledgehammer.
He grins at you and says, "Perhaps I'll leap."
Wow.
And hits you twice with his flail. And now there's no asshole around to impose disadvantage. So he rolls a 6 and a 4.
Which is not how you want to come after the suave, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that kind of disarms his whole, like,
I guess
perhaps I'll lead.
Yeah!
I guess 13 is not going to do
it. He took the dancing metaphor too far.
Okay.
No, he's just dancing. Like, that's his
musical. He flails his flail at you a couple of times and stops and looks at it.
A little confused.
I replaced his flail with noodles. Let's see if he notices.
The daring Draken, you are laying in a carpet.
Since I know this thing went, like, foom on me, would I be able to do, like, an acrobatics check or something to try to get off of it?
Yeah, sure. We'll say that's DC 10 to... tumble up, and we'll say it's a third of your movement instead of half to stand up if you nail it.
Well, yep. That is a 24.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which direction are you going?
Is it just like a 5-foot carpet, or
it's like 50? It's 10 feet wide, but it's kind of spaced weird. You were in the middle of it, so just draw around her like a dashed box that's 15 feet.
And it's also,
well, she can move behind her or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll
but we want to know where the carpet is.
Where the carpet is.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's basically two squares, but that the middles of the squares are in the halves. You know what I mean?
All right. So
yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like this?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a carpet.
Okay.
And then I guess I will stand on my rogue friend.
Sure.
He's not getting up anytime soon.
No.
It's true. Just straddle me. I'll take it.
And I will poke her with my rapier.
Sure.
That's a 17 versus AC?
It's totally hits at some point.
Okay. That's damage. 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 What do I... What does this even do?
D2.
D8.
D2.
Coin flip.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is it one tails she's dead, heads she's alive?
Tails one, heads two.
Okay. So that is going to be 12 damage.
Noted.
And I'm going to do my other attack.
You should.
And that is a 26.
Oh, yeah. So good.
This is the point where she wants to put the mask back on.
It's 15 damage. Yeah. Fuck it. I spend my action surge and attack her again.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you do.
That is the right answer.
Yeah, that is.
You took a nice little power nap in the carpet.
That is 20?
Yep.
I guess I'll get up and
That's only 9 damage.
Okay.
With my deeds.
If this were Abner's edition, she's not bloodied yet. Just so.
Now roll the roll for tambourine.
Keep in track.
Wah wah wah!
Vera, make me a death save.
5.
Okay, mark down a death failure.
I have a success, I have a failure.
I should roll to see if I save from my
you should.
Healing.
And you and should also constitution roll constitution.
Thing. What was it again? DC 10?
15.
Well, I got a 7, so that doesn't
That's a 9, so no.
Okay.
Is it can't heal or can't regain hit points?
Cannot regain hit points.
That's super bad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
You can't regain hit points.
That means you can't rest.
Apparently not.
Oh.
I think he can still stabilize, though.
He can stabilize
temporary hit points.
20, he can't get his
he can't get up.
If there were any way to get temporary hit points, I could do that, though.
That's true, I suppose. Maurice!
Wait, you can get temporary hit points?
Because that's stand not up? Regaining hit points?
It's not regaining hit points.
Yeah, temp hit points don't get you up anyway.
That's true.
I'm just saying if it was, you know, my case, if
I had
a thing that could give me temporary hit points.
Yeah.
Alright, all or nothing, I guess, huh? Alright.
Let's go with all.
All? Okay. Well, I was really hoping to heal, but looks like I don't have time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, nobody got time for that. Exactly. So, I'm going to blow my load here on this guy. Okay, so take a 5-foot step forward there. I'm still not on the rug, correct?
Well, you can be half or half not, I guess. I don't
know. Make me a DC 7 dex check.
Well,
to walk the line and be in that half a square.
DC 7?
Right.
Okay. No problem. Alright.
It's not challenging to stand over there, but there's some shit going on. Let's see how close of attention you're paying to your feet.
Yeah. So as a bonus action, I cast Wrathful Smite.
Seems great.
The next time I hit with my melee attack, during the spell's duration, that your attack deals an extra 1d6 psychic damage.
Yep.
So, additionally, if the target is a creature, it must make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened of you until the spell ends.
Okay.
Okay. So, my first attack, I will also use Divine Smite if it hits. Okay, so... Sure. Oh, I get an advantage, right?
Why?
Because I'm still invisible.
Yep. Mm, yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't really matter. Okay, 16. DC. 16 hits. Nice. All right, so this plus a d6. Is this the normal attack? And then if it hits, I'll bump it up here. Another 7. 10.
There's some DR going on. No?
Just ask tons of hit points.
2d8. So two more of
these.
Big
old bag of hit points.
And then I'll do a Divine Smite in that as well. So that's radiant damage. So
how many fucking actions do you have?
This is all one. So there's 11.
Yeah, with all your setup
15.
Shit,
no, it is.
16.
Divine Smite you choose to do during your attack.
16 so, points of damage.
The way paladins work is essentially you get one round of absolute fucking unmitigated glory and then a whole bunch of my friends too much.
Oh, additional d6. So 20.
Now I feel like you're making things up.
No, psychic damage though. This is for the Wrathful Smite. So another, 21 points of damage and then it makes a wisdom saving throw.
Sure.
DC 15.
And this is my I'm not an undead necromancer damage to them. No.
Yeah.
This is my I am an undead necromancer damage.
Got an 18 on
yeah,
this.
I did really well.
She passes, so she's not afraid of me.
Of course she's not
also
afraid.
Okay, so that's my first attack.
So you've done 21 damage.
21. Now I'm taking my second attack.
Yay, multiple attacks in a round, yep. Right?
This one I'll bump up a wall, so if I hit. Yep, I hit. So yeah. I do that plus another 3, 4, 7 plus 8.
16.
That's 2. Oh, yep, nope. Bump it up, make a second level spell. 19. So 21 to 19.
You using pen on that just makes me cringe.
That's okay. I'll print out a new one next week.
Yep.
Yep. How's that?
That's strong.
That's strong?
But she has like 8 ass loads of hit points, and we've only done enough for her 1 ass load.
A monkey with 8 asses!
Yeah, I feel like you've got to be out of actions at this point. Like,
I think that's all I got. Like,
and I'm spent.
I'm spent, yeah. That's
Abner!
It.
So, Cloud Giant.
So...
how are you feeling about that?
We're going to need to go and rest.
Yeah, we're going to escape into that invisible house somewhere.
Would this be bloodied?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
House isn't invisible. They can see it.
And attack it.
They just can't see us on the
we
inside.
We just have to put it under the rug.
Right.
It's too
horrible. So what are you going to do? Well, my high damage output spells will fucking kill all of you.
Yep.
Do you have a lightning bolt?
No. Was it up between lightning bolt and fireball? And I picked the one that blew up everything around me. And I stand by that.
Lightning bolt would be good right about now.
Yeah, it'd be fucking fantastic, wouldn't it? Yep. Mm-hmm. I wish you guys had a wizard that took that.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking yeah,
shit
here.
Wizard instead.
Shit wizard.
Yeah.
Literally, he's just sitting in his own shit right now.
Conjure poop.
I'll fucking conjure poop on
his He's working on his conjure poop elemental.
Shit demon. That's not dog, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Shit demon shows up.
I think I am going to Scorching Ray the person attacking our cleric. As much as I'm sorry that I'm splitting our damage, so really, our cleric can't die.
I agree.
Choices have to be made.
Give a stat block for Range spell attack for each one. Alright, so I attack him with three rays. This is a second level spell. Alright, I guess I could put one of them into the dragon and the other two into this guy.
All of them
into the dragon. Probably.
If you're splitting your damage, you might as well keep splitting your damage.
All the damage.
Dragon Lady.
How are you looking? Are you, like, really bad off?
I'm at about half.
Oh.
I'm at 17 hit points. I'm pretty
incredible.
Fucking bloody.
Sure. And the rogue is dead. Do some parry.
No, not yet. Close.
I'm gonna get some of that damage.
Close enough for government.
Yeah. So that's... Seven. All three of these at the Black Dragon Lady.
Okay.
Oh, it's not a race thing. It's not a race thing.
You should move forward a little bit so you can see through the door.
120 feet. Oh, sure. 120
feet into a wall.
Three. Can I see her from there?
Yeah, it's fine.
I would hope so. Okay.
Alright, these are the first two.
Is this an attack damage or do
It's a ranged attack roll.
Okay.
She doesn't roll anything. 22.
Check.
And 14.
Check.
And more than 14.
Check.
That's a 20, so all three of those hit. So, these are each separate 2d6 points of fire damage. Do you want me to roll them separately?
Yeah.
Okay. This is... Yes. No. Alright, so she takes 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then takes 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then takes 7. God damn, that was average. Right across. That was amazing. Mm-hmm.
As the third bolt hits her.
Yeah.
She disintegrates into a pile of ash.
Oh!
All of her belongings clattering to the floor. The chest on her desk disappears.
Yeah.
No! That's not, yeah.
Does she disintegrate into a pile of ash because I had an amazing fire spell that disintegrated her? Like, I'm an expert in my own spells. No, it's like a simulacrum kind of poofed and disappeared. Okay. All right.
Fuck.
All right. All right.
Better than nothing.
Morgan?
Well, last time worked super well. I'm just going to do the same thing again.
Yeah?
Ugh. Not as well. That's a 9 on the spell.
Versus his AC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's wearing armor of any sort.
Yeah. Does
like, I'm assuming he's...
He dinks that off his shield pretty handily.
I don't think he even needs his shield.
He doesn't, but he uses it.
Like, he has skin?
Okay. I'll aim it at you next time.
Then you feel like you did something.
Okay. Then Spectral Hammer.
Hammer, baby.
That's a 16.
Negative. Ghost Rider.
Pat. Since he's wearing, like, heavy armor, I'm assuming.
Splint mail and a shield.
I think she might remember me now.
It's his turn. He, gives the situation a cool assessment. Turns around and runs away. So you have a hoppy.
Is that provoke one for me, too?
Well, in a second.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking wreck this guy.
With your staff.
Shit, yeah.
With your crow.
Well, he did take strength instead of, like, dex or something.
Rolled great on the oppie. That's a 24.
Yeah, love it.
Don't run away from me. We're still dancing.
Just checking if my spirit hammer gets dancing, oppies.
I feel like the answer's probably no.
What level spirit hammer?
It's 2.
Maybe.
No, it's nothing about getting oppies. Okay.
Okay.
But that's going to be 7 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
For someone that doesn't just, you know, whack thing people.
So yeah, he's running for the double doors, and you're between him and the double doors.
Awesome.
So.
I reach out with my quarterstaff.
Yeah.
I get a 9.
Okay.
You don't even trip him.
He grabs your quarterstaff and shoves you back.
Ah, my hip!
How far does he go?
Oh, I just pooped myself.
How far does he move?
If I didn't shit myself when she
he moves 60 feet, but he gets basically back out kind of toward the courtyard, past the kitchen a little bit.
Yeah.
And...
Because I can catch up to him.
Starts screaming at the top of his lungs, "Blood Office! Glaziel!"
Okay, well, I'll take my movement as he's running away as well. And then I will use
it's a... so far away from your turn. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And you're like all the way over here.
Never mind.
Fuck it, I'm just going to be over there.
Yeah.
Teleportation.
DD's stupid.
I do have teleportation.
The Daring Dracon.
Get out of here.
Okay, so I'm going
to...
I'm going to assume that the wizard disintegrated this thing because I don't know magic. I'm going to go around the carpet.
Yes.
And go after the guy that ran like a coward.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And my speed is 35.
Yeah.
So
he started 15, 20 feet ahead of you. So you'll get out the doors and about 10 feet behind him.
35.
I can do a double move.
Which would be
he did 70 feet.
Oh, okay.
He got 60 feet. You're getting 70 feet, but he was 15 feet away from you.
Okay, so I'm...
So you're just behind him.
So he had 75. You've still got, 5 feet? Then you gotta go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the
sake
of
argument. Yeah. The Daring Dragon
fucking runs like hell. I'm an elf. I run like hell.
The Daring Dragon has survived this.
Make me a death save.
Oh, and I save from
19.
That passes.
And then the Constitution.
Uh-huh. And I save from my not healing. I got a 19 plus 5.
10.
Okay.
I'd really love to heal you.
I'd really love to be healed.
Sword's pretty badass. Maurice.
Wow.
Pick up the fucking sword.
Become the Lich sword. King.
There's no way that sword is cursed or anything. You should absolutely grab it and go hit something with it.
I agree.
Sure. Sounds great. Wait, what kind of sword is it?
It's a great sword.
I don't use great sword. Sorry, guys.
Is it even a telekinesis?
It's got a fucking name. I'm just saying.
Does anybody No. I'm wasting a fucking feat to pick up greatsword so I can hit things with that shit.
It's amazing!
Sorry,
what's your sword's name? Amazeballs!
Pick up greatsword, huh?
Sorry, I'm tempting. Too weak to carry a greatsword.
It is tempting, but my comrade is actually dying, so I need to take care of him first. I step over to him there, and I use my...
I don't think he can regain hit points.
If it's important,
can I be stabilized?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take
stabilized over nothing at all.
Okay. Stabilize him it is.
It's a medical check, right?
Medical?
Do you have a healer's kit?
Medicine. There it is. Yeah, plus 2. Got it. Medicine. Wisdom. Plus 2. 11.
Any idea what the DC is?
Nope. Not a clue.
I think it's 15.
Seems likely.
You throw some leeches on him.
Wow, this sucks. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, while you guys sort that out, it's
actually... Wait, don't we have those the first aid kits?
Yeah.
I think that should add something.
That's right.
Abner.
It automatically stabilizes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yep, I spent my action doing
it. So you stop making death saves, which you still can't gain hit points.
Until you save.
Until I save the video.
Or it's been a minute, but it's only been 4 or 3 rounds.
So. And they're what, 5 seconds around? Okay.
Yep. Abner.
Shut up! I'm gonna scorching right him.
Sure.
All 3?
Yeah.
Alright.
Nobody else is scorching, right? These assholes are out for almost a full minute. Just gonna coup de grace them.
More of a minute.
No, it's a coup de tower taking over!
More of a minute than I have to heal again.
Alright, so, 24.
Sure.
12.
Nope.
Okay.
And 25.
Yes.
So you need these two.
Actually, if I use my whip, I can still reach him.
It's true. If this doesn't take him down.
It won't.
Okay.
This guy is pretty pristine.
And you need to move this way a few squares, because they actually turned when they went out the door. Like, it doesn't matter a ton.
No.
Sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. I nailed him.
He takes 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Look at that. That's so eerie.
I know. Just keep doing like right.
Yeah.
Love it. Morgan!
Is he still within sight?
Dice are mathematically
safe. You need to...
Creepy.
Basically, you went to the back, you went through some doors, and you went in.
Yep.
Right? So you need to move out a little bit, because he ran out this way.
Okay.
But you can move out. It's fine. So you can see out into the courtyard. You can see him.
Okay. Nobody runs away from a dance. Guiding bolt. 20.
Hits.
Survey says Nice.
That's how you roll damage.
Mm.
That's 19.
That's a lot of damage.
And the next attack against him has advantage because he's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, you're pretty.
Okay. It's his turn. He just keeps running.
I've still got a spirit hammer. Can I use a spirit hammer to finish one of these sleeping motherfuckers? Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is the weakest one of them.
Whatever, you coup de grace.
Yeah. There's a solid floor and a hammer.
Yeah. There.
Protocol's obvious.
Yeah. Captain just keeps running away.
I will catch him this time.
Before your turn at the top of the round, you hear the beating of giant wings from above you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I go back inside.
And an adult white dragon lowers itself into the courtyard.
I go inside. Okay. And shut the door. And back away from the door.
The daring dragon comically runs back inside, gently shorts the door, and is peeing.
Oh, found another dragon, did you?
Well, now you guys should go on the road as a duo, because you're pooping your pants and she's peeing all the time.
Barrel?
There's no poop.
Let's see if I can do that con save thing. No.
Plus four to your saves, because I'm right next to you.
Oh, well, still, no. Because it has to be 15?
Yes.
Okay. And even last time with the 10, it was no, because... Yeah, anyway.
Okay, at this point, there are no immediate threats. We'll fall out of initiative. Your 30 seconds can go by. You can be healed again.
Okay.
You guys can coup de grace these idiots as you see fit.
I'm going to clairvoyance out into the courtyard.
Yeah.
And just kind of keep an eye on what's going on.
Yeah. There's a giant white dragon just calmly sitting
Who can heal me for courtyard? At this point?
Yep, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, since we're taking a short rest, I'll heal myself.
And about 25-30 seconds later, as you're clairvoyancing, a cloud giant comes to rest next to the white dragon. Just
flies in.
Yeah. Just don't cloud giant listen to me when I tell you to wait.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was talking to her. Oh,
I just went like this.
I can enhance healing.
So
I'm trying to decide if I...
Well, short rest.
Enhance the power. Back.
I cast Beacon of Hope.
Oh.
Everybody...
Obama appears?
Yeah.
Okay.
You all have advantage on saving throws and death saves, and you regain the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing.
Thanks, Obama.
Which is what...
How much is that?
And then I am going to drop a healing spell on you, second level Cure Wounds.
All right.
Which is going to be a bunch... that is going to heal you for 20.
Nice.
Right. How bad are you?
Well, my max is 54.
Now I have to decide what the fuck happens.
I'm going to heal you for another 24.
That's working enough for Cloud Giant's open. Wow.
I can do some healing.
How actually, bad? Probably.
44.
I'm down to
it. It is his castle, right?
It is.
About 25 hit points. Castle.
Let me check anything really quick when I see a cloud giant coming over the rise. I imagine he's like on a cloud or something.
I heal you for 24 as well.
Okay.
But I am spent.
Oh, yeah, you are. Okay. Time for a cigarette.
Yeah.
49. So all healing, even my healing?
Yes.
And I'm assuming my healing, because it's all healing.
All healing.
The hit dice.
Oh, including hit dice, sir?
It only lasts a minute, and...
Yeah, all of the doors in the castle are made of a foot of ice thick. All of the walls are made of ice as well. And the doors are 20 feet tall, 8 feet wide, and the handles are situated 10 feet above the floor level.
Okay. How difficult would it be for me to, like, open this door? Not, like, push it open, but, like, if it was locked normally. Like, can you give me a ballpark?
Pretty hard.
Yeah,
like...
I guess not me, him. Hey, how hard would it be for you to pick this lock? No reason. Not a giant cloud giant out there. Even big for his species.
Trying to lock the door.
I have arcane lock, which increases the difficulty by 10.
I see.
Which is only important if the door is difficult to open in the first
place.
Wait, there's a cloud giant out there too? I thought there was just a dragon.
Oh, there is just a dragon and just a cloud giant. Did you know the cloud giants can fly? They've got clouds. They ride like buffalo.
The doors don't actually have locks.
Okay.
Buffalo don't fly.
Yeah, but clouds do. Keep up!
Buffalo wings.
That's why they can't fly anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because buffalo wings are just so delicious.
We're gonna die here.
Windows? Can we jump?
It's a flying castle. It's a long way down. I'll be fine.
You have magic, right?
Yeah, for me.
Well, Featherfall, doesn't it hit like six targets or some shit?
Do you have a flying elemental?
It hits four.
This is getting real hard.
Bye, lady man. This is
Sophie's choice bullshit right here.
If Sophie had a favorite child.
Up to five fallen creatures. Good news.
Good news, everyone!
Make for the window!
Are you really doing this?
Yes. There's a fucking cloud giant and a dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
They'll get us out of the air.
They seem to know where we are?
Yes.
No, don't make for the
window!
Because
now they're talking to the captain.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. None of them are, like, watching us with true sight or anything.
No.
Yeah, so the captain's like, the fuckers are right there behind that door, and then they open the door and we're not there. It's probably going to take them a minute, and by then we'll be drifting past the cloud layer. What was below this flying castle? Just mists?
Who fucking cares?
Okay, yeah, out the window. Could be
molten lava.
Giant ravine.
Yeah?
Okay,
yeah.
Out the window.
Fuck out, yo. Okay. I grabbed that sword on the way out.
Yeah.
Well, all the stuff that was dropped, right?
I think the sword is the only thing she had that was...
Yeah, is there anything worthwhile otherwise?
She wasn't wearing armor.
Let me double check.
I can spend 10 minutes and cast tech magic as a ritual.
Yeah, or... We'll do that later. I do want to know if I flip the carpet, like, away from me with my staff, does it react in any way?
No.
Awesome. On the way out, I roll that shit up. We're taking it too. Fuck yeah.
Put that in the hut.
Fuck yeah.
Or just outside the hut, you know, as you're welcoming.
It's nice and warm and snug. Ooh. Although it starts to hug you a little too tight.
Well, it lasts for one round. Yeah, we're great.
Wait, one round? That's not...
Or 1 minute, excuse me.
No, that's not so good.
Yeah.
Nope. Duration 1 minute, and you fall 60 feet per round until the spell ends.
Okay, so 600
Should
feet.
Attempt to...
Hopefully we are not more than 600 feet up.
No, I was thinking maybe we should
trying
actually...
to determine that.
Try to talk to...
You can say.
The dragon, since we are helping Talos the White.
He says this as I'm rolling the carpet up. Right? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, well, it's a viable strategy. The spell will slow four people just as quick as it'll slow five. Rolling that shit up.
Yeah, she doesn't appear to have anything. Everything else was in the chest.
Which disappeared.
I mean, are we better off if we leave him? Because I don't want him using up a share of my slowing.
No, we're better off with him. Not going to slow you any better without him here.
So let me tell you about your new sword.
Yeah.
That's top priority.
Fuck yeah.
Well, while we're waiting for Ross.
You just looking at it on the way down?
I have enough time to cast Detect Magic.
Hazron.
Hazron.
Hazirawn.
Hazi... Say it again.
Rawn.
Rawn. All right.
I'll just give this to you now. We'll assume that you do things later. That,
yeah.
You know. So, requires attunement for some things.
Okay.
If you're not attuned to the sword, it's a +1 greatsword.
Oh.
Okay.
If you are attuned, it deals an extra 1d6 necrotic damage when you hit. While you are attuned to the weapon, its bonus on attack rolls and damage rolls increases to +2, and it deals an extra 2d6 necrotic damage. So you're up to, instead of 1d6. Because it has increased potency. So it turns out to be 2d6 slashing plus 2d6 necrotic.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Sword, so attuned makes it a plus 2 greatsword.
Yes. With 2d6 extra necrotic, basically. This stat block is written poorly. 2d6. Shockingly. Because Wolf Cocksucker wrote this book.
Yeah.
I hope he listens to your podcast.
Yeah. I don't think he does anymore.
Unless he's into that kind of thing.
It has some spell slots.
No shit.
You can. It has 4 charges with which you may cast spells. If you, as long as you are attuned to it and holding it, you can cast Detect Magic for a charge, Detect Good and Evil for a charge, or Detect Thoughts for 2 charges.
Detect?
Every night at midnight, it regains 1d4 charges.
Magic. It was Detect Magic, Detect...
Detect Magic, Good and Evil for 1, or Detect Thoughts for 2.
So we live? To be determined. We're waiting for you.
Because he stopped us and he's like, well, it's a white dragon out there. We could let him know that we're from the white dragon lady. And I'm rolling up the carpet and stuffing the sword in it so we can leave.
And finally, it has wounding, which says, while you're attuned to the weapon, any creature you hit with it cannot regain hit points for a minute and has to make a DC 15 con throw to end this effect.
Do we have any proof that we're quote-unquote working for the white dragon?
No, she didn't give us any of that, because she's not dumb.
Well, don't we have the banner? Although I don't think it would say specifically her. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can you tell me what wounding does one more time?
That's the, for a minute, you can't regain hit points until you make a DC 15 con check.
One of us can speak Draconic, yes?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
We'll let you guys ponder your fall for a minute.
I'm going out this fucking... As long as Abner's coming with me, I'm going out this window. I don't know they're trying to negotiate with the Cloud Giant, the dragon, and the courtyard.
No, what they're not going to be expecting is for us to fucking leave and then come right back in 24 hours and fucking storm the front gate again. They'll never see that shit coming.
Especially when it's just you doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
And your evil, evil sword.
I'm a fucking... Yeah. I'm taking a few
levels of the anti-paladin now. You never had to touch that thing?
No, but I will.
Yeah, I was about to say, because if you never have to touch that thing, that could be really useful.
I'm not proficient in greatswords, as it turns out.
Yeah. Take a level of warlock and make it your packed weapon. Ooh, summon the elemental and have him wield it.
The Azer? Yeah. That's way better than his fucking hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bro, this is for you.
How long does he last?
An hour.
Damn.
But it's concentration, so I can't cast any other concentration spells. It is, but that level 2, or that challenge rating 2 elemental, that guy will fuck some shit up.
Man.
Like, he's like AC 17, 40 some odd hit points, like, he goes for days.
Your sleep spell saved the fucking day. And that invisibility thing, it was like, man, that's, you know.
Scusi.
Yeah. He didn't actually take out the dragon.
No.
No, she's just taken out. I saw her disintegrate right before my eyes.
We'll have that conversation floating gently to the ground.
Yes, hopefully all the way to the ground. Because that is to be determined. I didn't have a chance to slaughter anything. This sucks. I'm an assassin. I never get to sneak up on anything. She has to be charging head first.
Don't worry, because I mean, we're not going to make a frontal assault this time. So you're going to sneak in to the floating castle. I'm not sure how, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally sneaking with floating.
Slit a dragon's throat, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, coup de grace the dragon.
Use this!
I'll poison the cloud giant. Somehow I don't think
God, this is a really good sword, and none of you are...
Sorry, I only do finesse stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, God, short swords. Shame. Short swords.
And you need that shield for your class to function.
Because I have a protection class now.
And I need only one-handed weapons for my class stuff.
Should have played the gnome barbarian that I was playing.
Can you strap that to the shield?
It's still a weapon at that point.
Yeah,
I dropped the shield. I wouldn't be able to do the disadvantage.
The protecting stuff, yeah.
I'd lose that.
Oh, have your dog wield it.
Just open his mouth. Charge. Just have it in Chauncey's mouth. That's Chauncey, right?
Yeah.
But where's Chauncey? Back in the village? Yeah, poor dog.
No, we probably left Chauncey out in the woods with explicit instructions to stay away from people. Go hunt, Chauncey. Go hunt.
So should we have survived?
Yeah, because that, yeah, we absolutely should have survived that because we fought, like, we didn't actually fight the boss there.
Yeah, that's
right. We fought a fakey boss. Yeah.
Although the fakey boss was
put the mask, some
I was saying put the mask away because didn't need it to beat us.
So, what do we know anything about that sword?
I mean, I have to make some.
But then we beat her because she disintegrated.
Yeah. Yep, we won, guys. Treasure chest and the lady both burst into flames and are gone. So, team that can't be summoned. We're good here.
Okay.
Head up home. Bye. I'm gonna live out in the wilderness by myself.
I believe that.
No one can find me.
We need to leave a trail back to Talos's place.
Oh man, go limping back to Talos. Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
We failed!
Here's a sword!
And they're following us! And you're gonna die!
Yeah!
Oh yeah, fireball!
I brought you a sword, dude!
I brought you a message from Resby! Fireball!
Well, the captain of the guard heard that message. He's out there telling the white dragon now.
It's true.
We might be able to play that card still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in a perfect world, from the bottom of the canyon, we see the white dragon and the cloud giant flying off towards Talos's place. And then we come back. We fucking steal that gas.
I don't know.
We need a ride.
We have the best getaway car. No. Sky Dragon's fucking castle.
No. We dive bomb the castle into Tiamat's lair.
Yes.
Fuck this shit.
No, in actuality, we dive bomb it into the town of innocent people.
Yeah.
Like, just below it.
That actually happened in Perkins' game. That they, and we had a giant flying citadel.
Yeah.
And in the struggle to control it, we crashed it into the capital city.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Wiped out the entire noble line, plunged the city into chaos.
But you guys were there to take over, right? Don't worry, we're in charge. What gives you the right to be in charge? I can still fly this fucking castle and drop it on you again. You're in charge, you're in charge.
No, you say, I got the citadel, I'm in charge, right?
Don't make me turn this castle around. God, that sword is so good.
I'll take
sorry. Telekinesis.
Sorry, I'm
you
probably
proficient in great swords. You can be, right? Like,
take a feat.
Wisdom says you can do that whenever you want.
Yeah, I can become proficient in any weapon I want.
Cool.
It's only for
but you'll be cursed forever by touching the thing. It's only for how long?
I think it's 10 minutes.
So that's like an entire fight and then some.
Just wear gloves while you're touching it.
Gloves don't help you when it's cursed, bro.
No.
Unless you're wearing cursed gloves that override the other curse. Right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
We'll go with that. Yeah. That's exactly
what I said. Summon some elemental to use it for you. Or is there any system in this game for, like, disenchanting something?
No. There is some stuff in the DMG that's really, really, like, loose and open about letting people create magic items. Yeah. Like, it's not the same sort of system that was in 3.5 and 4th edition where, like, you need to be this level, you need to cast these spells into it to make it.
Yeah.
It's really, really open to interpretation. I actually like it a lot better because one of the simple answers in that system is no, you can't make magic items. Yeah. And I really like the idea that, like, the enchanter, the guy who makes magic items, sits in a tower on a ley line and makes magic items, and you can't fucking do that as an adventurer. If you want to do that, it's going to take you 30 years to make a magic item. So they're hard to come by, they're hard to find, and they're all fucking rare as hell, right?
I have a question. So I have proficiency in alchemy.
Uh-huh.
Because of my, you know, war thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Would I be able to make magical potions, like healing potions?
Yeah, potions and scroll making is in the DMG. There are ways to do that.
Did you check out fucking Black Razor?
I did check out Black Razor. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the God Sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're artifacts, they're not fucking around.
When you absolutely have to fucking kill every god in the pantheon, Black Razor bitches. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, there's some amazing stuff in there. I'm really happy with the DMG.
Yeah, I'm happy with the whole edition so far.
Yep. I've actually dusted off the old long-run campaign that I've been planning for years and years, and trying to figure out how to make it work in 5th. So at some point in the next, 30 years, figure out how to make that work.
When they're working on a 100th edition?
Oh, good news, this campaign's about to end.
Because we're going over that fucking cliff. Ah! I regret everything! No!
Actually, you're the one that lives because you land on your cloud of fart.
So, interestingly, so...
there is a fart spell!
So, Featherfall is a first level spell.
No, that's what Featherfall is.
It's a reaction to cast it.
Yeah.
I haven't cast any first level spells as first level spells yet. So, I still have 4 first level spells to cast today. So, if it's more than 600 feet...
You just keep casting it.
I can cast it again, and we'll get 1,200 feet.
Yeah, and then again...
Now, if it's like 4,000 feet to the bottom of this canyon...
Yeah.
Then this is an amazing fucking canyon, and I will.
Well, actually, all you do is you just wait until we're 600 feet above the ground and cast it.
Yeah, I can eyeball that as we're falling.
Well, you know,
what's about splat?
You'll have to use Featherfall before you hit the ground.
Sure.
Yeah. We're not going to break our necks because of physics.
Yeah, it's all foggy. Remember?
Yeah.
You don't see the bottom.
That's because it's lava.
Because it drift gently into lava. So I haven't cast any first level spells as first level spells today. So we actually have 2,400 feet of grace falling down.
Okay.
So we're going to be fine with falling, but I invite you to make it lava. And that's really okay by me.
And the party dies.
Alright guys, I'm going to drift us into the coolest patch of lava I can
find. No, wait. You cast Featherfall, you see the lava, ice storm.
Oh!
That's right.
I can't. I'm out of 4th level spells.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll scream ice storm as we fall.
God damn it.
Die. Don't worry, guys. I have ice storm. We're all going to be saved. Miraculously at the last.
It's fine. I still have tricks.
It's fine. I'll just parry the lava.
Yeah.
We'll take half damage.
I could just parry the entire ground.
Hey, with your acrobatics, you could just step on each of our heads and jump off.
Yes.
Da-da-da.
I'll jump off, grab onto the thing, and then just do some weird flips up, right?
There you go, yeah.
The mile back up the cliff. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
We fucking go out that window and leave, by the way.
Into the lava.
We have to cast it right away because we want to make some distance before we actually.
That's true. We don't want that fucking dragon just swooping and picking us up.
Right. As we drift slowly down. Yes. Well, that's what I was worried about. But if they're still out there talking,
then let terminal velocity hit just a little bit so we gain some distance. Then cast Featherfall. Or we can hide underneath the bottom of the castle, like Boba Fett on the Star Destroyer, and then wait.
No, we're not going to be doing that.
I don't have the strength for that.
If we're higher level, or this was a flying carpet and not a kill you carpet, then yes, we could do that. But I am taking the carpet in the hopes that we can turn it into a flying carpet.
Okay.
And by turn it into a flying carpet, you mean lay it out in encounters and have people stand on it,
yes.
Right?
Or throw it at them.
Okay. You pop out the window. And
we're 5 feet above the ground.
Shit! They fucking landed this
thing. Well, we're gonna
hide. Oh, bitches!
You pop out the window, and it's a few hundred feet to the bottom of the ravine.
Okay.
So you got no problem. You
sure? We cast a Featherfall.
You cast a Featherfall, and you are gliding down at what? 60 feet around.
60 feet around.
Yeah. So you've got 5 rounds, 30 seconds of falling.
Okay.
We'll say. About 20 seconds into your fall, the castle starts shaking and flies the fuck away.
Okay. How fast?
Pretty fast.
Okay.
The townspeople will love us. We chased away the evil castle.
The G-forces are killing everything in the castle kind of fast?
No.
No.
Sadly, no.
Yeah.
It's got internal limiters for that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
It's not inertial dampers. Shut up, Worf.
Yeah.
Heisenberg compensators.
No,
Walter White can get nowhere near there.
This is D&D. It's just magic.
Yeah.
And as you're floating down, the castle floats away, and you see, 20, 25 culty-looking guards standing at what was the end of the bridge. looking down at you floating down.
Hey!
Blow up the bridge!
How long is that bridge?
It's probably 30 feet out.
What's it made out of?
Wood? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see how long the bridge is on fireball. I got one last one.
Kaboom!
How far down are we?
Maybe... let's see, 20 seconds. You're maybe 120 feet down, 180 feet down.
180 feet away from the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. 150.
Oh, I was going to say, you can Michael.
You're 150 feet away from
the bridge. Yeah? Absolutely. I don't fireball where they are. Right. I fireball the base of that bridge so they come falling down with
us. Yeah, totally happens. Except they don't feather fall.
No. It's just an awkward flow.
Yeah, they go flying past us as we, like, cross our arms and just watch them die. Yeah.
They plummet to their deaths. Yeah.
This is what it's like to watch someone die!
Yeah, and then you land next to them. The ground is really bloody right here.
It's so slippery!
You know, it's funny, when people fall to their death like that,
they don't
not a lot of splatter. Yeah, they just liquefy inside. Yeah. So yeah, we can play around and squish, like, squish.
That picture of the woman on top of the car.
No, I try not to look at pictures of dead things. Yeah, like that, it erodes my humanity. I've seen it.
It's a famous picture.
Yeah, wasn't it
30s or 40s?
Yeah,
I think I know the one you're talking about. Like I've heard descriptions of it.
Yeah.
I have never chosen to.
I first saw it in a
to
book.
Gaze upon it. Sure,
I'm just.
Yeah, I think I first.
I've
saw
seen
it
many
a
terrible
book.
Things on the internet. This wasn't one.
Something awful.
Oh, something awful. do you ever surf Style Project?
Oh God, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Me spend much?
Lemon party.
You waffle.
Not the blue waffle.
Blue waffle's the worst.
Goosey is the classic.
Doesn't even faze me anymore.
No, not anymore. No, my tolerance was raised back in 1997. That was about it. Yeah.
I've stared into that abyss, and it's stared back into me. And Nietzsche was the only one.
It's actually so old now that a lot of people don't even look like, what is that? Like,
I know, it's just weird talking to people younger than me, and I'm like, oh, remember, like, the Badger thing? And the, what? Like,
that was before you were born.
Seriously?
You guys been around this long, don't fucking talk to me anymore.
Rattuskull! Does anybody remember Rattuskull?
Vague. Oh, yeah, the
Devil Doll
animations?
Yeah!
Devil Doll.
I am the Raddest Skull. I will kill you one by
one. One by one!
Yep.
You're recording all this, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. We've been going for the last 15 minutes of bullshit.
All right.
I'm sure this will be DMCA'd or something just because I did that, but whatever.
All right. So we hit the ground. How many of them were there?
There were like 25. They're all dead. All
right. Fan-fucking-tastic.
You're a so mass murderer.
Whatever, we cleared that town out of. Whatever, we cleared that town out of these cultists! I'd kill another 25 more in my sleep!
There's probably another 25 in that town.
Brilliant! Let's get me some sleep so I can go back up there and kill some more of them!
Well, we'll give you some beans and cabbage, too, to help.
Somatic components and material for my spells!
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli!
And we're gonna call it there.
Okay. Bickering at the bottom of the canyon as we make our way back up towards town?
Yeah, because Bill has no idea where to go from here.
Yeah, so...
Thank you for joining us, audience.
How hard have we gone off these rails?
Super hard.
Yeah.
Super. But it's fine. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out if, you know, what set of circumstances lead you to the town several thousand miles away where you were supposed to fly on the castle.
Right.
Well, we banished the cloud here. How many levels did we get?
You go to level 8.
Yeah. Fuck yeah!
That's...
Do we get a feat at level 8?
Yes.
Or it's either a skill increase or a feat.
Feet.
Right. And I'm already at 18 intelligence, so I could go
to
up.
20, yes.
Or I could take
can
two
you bump the same
fighting.
Stat twice at the same level?
Yes.
Okay.
You can take plus 2 in a single stat or plus 1 in 2 stats.
Got it, okay.
Yeah. So I could go up to 20, which is the right answer.
Yes.
Or
not the great
I could take the feat that will allow me to use this greatsword, which I think is the better answer, because sometimes I run out of spells. I never run out of spells.
I was about to say, doesn't 20 give you more capacity?
Doesn't give me any more spell capacity.
It just makes
which I really like, actually.
Okay.
And since it's going to be a plus 2 weapon, that takes away your strength penalty?
I don't have a strength penalty. Really? I'm at 12 strength.
Oh!
Yeah, Abner.
I have the strength penalty.
Like a boss.
Yeah, like...
I have the strength penalty.
When you take Weapon Master, it also increases your strength or dex by 1.
A 13 strength, you say? Because that dex is never going up.
Okay.
A 13 strength, you say? I feel like there is only one answer to this. And that's for me to be sword-wielding wizard. Here's your staff.
I'm like just imagining you using it as a walking stick, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little 3-inch black fire.
Yeah, just like, dripping acid as I walk by. It's just
everything like, dies.
Man of his walking stick, would you fucking guess, old man? I would.
Everything dies when it hits the ground.
Jesus. It's just a trail of dead grass anywhere you go.
That's canon now, right?
Yeah. So yeah, ability score or feet. Alright. I'm turning their recorder off. They don't need to hear us. Alright. Bye.
Bye bye.
I'll bring my actual character sheet.